Good morning. Let me find the time and date. It is 7:18 a.m. on November the 10th, 2014. It says sunny and 52, but that's the wrong day. 43, that's not right. It's 50-something here. It's the back deck thermometer was like 56 or 58. It's ridiculously warm. And I put on my parka because I figured, now that can't be right. It's going to be freezing when I get out there. No, it's not. That's actually rather lovely. So bring up my XM so that I get credit for the walking. There's a big, it's beautiful blue sky right overhead. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. There's a little bit of a breeze. I think it's coming from the mountains. I can't really tell. So it's a downslope wind. And off all over the mountains, there is this massive, dense cloud deck off to the west. And a little bit to the north. But it's gorgeous. I expect the day will get a bit ugly before it's over. Yesterday was Sunday. It was not a terribly useful day as days go. I was up way too late. I was out way too late. It was the last night of the play. Younger daughter had transportation issues. Good morning. So I wound up hanging out in parking lots while she attended cast parties. It wasn't all bad. I had a book to read. It was one of those books. I don't know if I should talk about it or not, but it, I think with this title, it was a BookBub deal or Book Gorilla deal or something a long time ago. I've had it for months, and when I first started reading it, clearly a new writer, clearly not quite ready for prime time in terms of point of view, totally incapable, or at least demonstrated no capacity for point of view. I'm going to come back to that in a minute, because as I'm doing South Coast, I find that I'm guilty of the same thing. But South Coast was a NaNoWriMo project from 2007. I see this thing now, but I can't really change it without changing the story substantially. I don't really want to do that. There's two reasons. One, it works relatively well. It's not great. And number two, it's a, as I've said in the past, it's a footprint in the sand. It's where I've come from. So it's interesting to note how the lack of consistency in the point of view, in a certain sense, the omniscient point of view sense, in many cases, there isn't really a point of view character. In a lot of the passages, there's no point of view. And I'm finding it interesting from a technical standpoint, from a craft standpoint. And I'm also finding it distressing, because I know as soon as I put this thing out in ebook, you should have got a better editor, because the point of view is, it doesn't shift within a paragraph, but it does sometimes shift from paragraph to paragraph as point of view character leaves the scene and the remaining character has insight into what has just happened. So it's a bit, you know, if I were going to read this book as a writer, I would look at it and go, oh dear, this person really needs to learn some craft. And I wouldn't disagree with that. But back to Lord of Brass, Kara something. K-A-R-A something. Anyway, this is all over the place in terms of point of view. The plot is a lost civilization sort of half plot. Part of it is lost civilization. It's like two or three plots stuck together, and it's really short. In spite of all of those things, her characterizations were so good that it kept me turning the pages. I didn't toss it. I did toss it when I first started reading it. But Sunday night, actually Saturday afternoon of this when I started reading it, and I thought, yeah, this isn't that bad. Compared to South Coast, it's not that bad at all. Well, point of view is a little bit iffier, but it's not a bad book. And this is going to be somebody, I think, to keep an eye on, because if she ever manages to learn just a little more craft, if she figures out that having a solid point of view creates a stronger story, not a weaker one, then I think she's going to be spectacular. Because her characterizations are wonderful. Yeah, she's a bit heavy on the polemic. But, I think that's to be expected. It's hard not to be. I think, at times. So, yeah, South Coast. Let me shift gears and go back to South Coast back again. I'm almost halfway through. I did get a lot of work done yesterday. I didn't really leave the house. I got up really late. And the only time I left the house was when I had to go pick up dinner. I made a beautiful, or it was shaping up to be, a beautiful corn chowder. Now, I love corn chowder. I really love corn chowder. But it has to have a lot of potatoes, it has to have a lot of corn, and it has to have bacon. So I made what was shaping up to be a beautiful corn chowder, and I started going through the pantry and thought, oh, well, there's some cream corn, I'll throw that in. Here's some condensed milk, I'll throw that in. Give it a little extra texture, a little extra body. Yeah, the condensed milk was a mistake. When I poured it out, it came out in clumps. And that's, you know, it's like, okay, well, I didn't shake it very well, but stiff clumps. So I looked at the expiration date and it says best if used by 2007. And I'm thinking, I don't dare eat this. And I used the last of the potatoes, I used the last of the corn. I couldn't make another one. It was already dinner time, so I had to go get fast food for dinner last night. It was quite distressing. I was quite upset because all night long I smelt that delicious aroma. The house was filled with the scent of bacon and onions and corn, and it was painful. But I had to go to bed early. I didn't have to stay up until 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12:30 last night. I went to bed early and slept through till close to 5:30 this morning. Younger daughter isn't going to school today, which is why I'm walking instead of driving at the moment. She's got a little case of school flu this morning, and she's totally exhausted from last week. I'm still totally exhausted from last week, so yeah, she was falling asleep in class on Friday. Monk post. And she didn't get caught up a lot over the weekend. So I said, yeah, okay, fine. It's a short day, it's a broken up day. And it gives me the opportunity to get the walk in before I go to therapy this morning, rather than after. Next Monday is the first week we're starting our extended therapy schedule, so I'm only going to go every other week now. This week, and then I skip next week. So I'll be going for my walk at the normal time next week. I do have to go to the grocery store sometimes, Dave, because I need to find something to fix for supper. I have some hamburger. Maybe I can make a meatloaf or something. But I'm out of potatoes. I'm out of vegetables. I've got to go to the store today. That's all right. I can use a break. At some point during the day, I'll use that chore, that errand, to make a run out. Today is Chore Monday, and in theory, I should probably mow the backyard and pick up the leaves. I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to work on South Coast. I made a schedule for going through the galleys. I gave every galley about 4 days. And with all of those galleys, I don't really, 4 or 5 days, I don't really have a lot of time between now and Christmas if I want to get these books all done before Christmas, before the end of the year. So, yeah, I need to extend my working hours a little bit to get this in. I think it'll work out okay because I can use the markup. I can do that anywhere. I don't need to be at my computer. I don't need to be at my desk. I can do some things to change up the background a little bit to manage the distraction, to manage my focus. Sniff, 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 snort. I forgot to charge my scanner up here. I should be getting my 10-day Guardian badge today. I don't know what that bronze or iron or whatever it is. Because I've got a portal that I've controlled, that I've owned for 10 days. Sometime today. And I've got my first level recharger badge, whatever that is. I made level 4, but some of the blues in the neighborhood went around and killed all the level 8 farms, the green farms. And I'm like, people are making my life very difficult. And I've been trying to be careful about putting links in and making sure they don't go through the middle of portal groups. And apparently I'm one of the only people who's actually being careful, because every time I turn around, somebody's running a new long blue line between. Now the greens I understand, but the blues? Pay attention, people. What's the matter with you people? I'm sure there's a reason that I don't know. It's like you get the same amount for making a short link as a long one. So make a short one. You get the same amount for making a short control field as a big one, so make a small one. Don't kludge up the game board. Oh, and speaking of game, I did play EVE Online a little bit yesterday. I was very excited. I got an escalation from one of the... It really wasn't expected at all. I got an escalation from a straight Anom, and usually you don't get those unless you scan them down, but I took a couple of my characters and tracked down this escalation, and it was pretty stiff. And I got stupid and lost. I lost my sleep mirror. So I don't have any rigs on my current. I got it replaced. It's not that expensive. It's not like I lost a Marauder or something, but T2 Battlecruiser. Quarter of a billion-esque. When I was almost at 500,000, I'm trying to get all of my characters up to half a billion-esque in the bank for each of them. And for some of them, particularly the low skill characters, that's quite a challenge. The character that lost the sleep near was not one of the low skill characters. One of the highest skilled character. With something over 52 million skill points. And the problem is that she's mostly a doer. She's not the purse holder. And so a lot of the money that I have on another character belongs to her. I try to keep the characters independent, so that I'm not financing the little guys with the big guys. I'm not financing the big guys on the backs of the little guys. The more skill you have, of course, the more options you have for making ISK. The level 4s pay the best. And I've discovered that the level 4 mining pays stupidly well. And really doesn't take that much longer than the level 4 security. So, yeah, I'm training low level characters up to do level 4 mining with mining connections and getting the bonuses from loyalty points. I'm not sure how that's going to work, how that's going to play out with this new series, but it's fun. It may not show up at all. I don't know. I've got new work to do. I'm really looking forward to doing the new work. But I'm also looking forward to getting these books off my desk. I can't tell you how invigorating it is to have made so much progress in only 4 weeks. It's just staggering. So I've got a lot of incentive to keep going, to stay on schedule, to follow my path, to follow the plan. It really feels great, and I'm doing so much better, which is why next week I won't have therapy. So, bonus. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.